relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what cost others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
And I think we ended up doing 65 interviews. We hit everybody. Former attorneys generals, you know, Loretta Lynch, Sally Yates, Andy McCabe, James Comey. You know, the central thesis was the Trump campaign colluded with the Russian government to hijack the election. Okay, let's find out. So we came up with the 3C questions we were going to ask every single witness. Do you have any evidence or information that the Trump campaign colluded, conspired, or coordinated with any member of the Russian government, with any member of the Trump campaign or Trump presidency? And all 65 witnesses under oath said no to every question. We had to ask that because they were saying it in the media that that happened. So these principals were the ones who would have to know that. And if they answered yes, we'd have to report that to the public. And they couldn't just answer a simple question of where's the dirt?
They couldn't answer the simple question of where's the dirt. That is Kash Patel, chief investigator for Congressman Devin Nunes, formerly chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. That is a clip from an incredible, record-breaking, truly record-breaking new movie. It is called The Plot Against the President. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. It is based upon a book by our special guest on this, our very special episode of America First. He has been published in The Federalist, in Tablet, in Real Clear Investigations. He's the author of a fabulous book a few years ago called The Strong Horse. But this book is called The Plot Against the President, and his name is Lee Smith. Lee, welcome back in studio.
Thank you, Seb. It's great to be here. I very much appreciate it.
And congratulations. Did you expect this film to be a blockbuster within 10 days of release on the internet?
No, and of course, I mean, well, you've spoken with Amanda.
Amanda Milius, yeah, the director and producer.
Director and producer, and she's brilliant, and she's a genius, and she deserves all the credit for it, and I couldn't be more honored than to have her. A talent like her and her crew is great. I've met all of them. They're really fantastic, interesting people, and for them to have made a movie about the book, and the movie's just fantastic. I was actually on Twitter, and I mentioned something about Kash Patel. Oh, right, because when he was moved to
the Department of Defense last week.
Chief of Staff, right, moved to the Pentagon. And I mentioned something about him, and there were different people on Twitter who were saying, like, hey, you got to watch this movie, The Plot Against the President. and there were other people who said, hey, he wrote the book about it.
Yeah, was, that's my book. Thank you very much.
But I was, it told me how many people are watching the movie and how many people understand what happened. And so, again, it's just a tremendous honor, and I couldn't be more thrilled. And the movie is great.
I didn't tell her when she interviewed me. I think I was one of her first ever interviews for the film, and I'm delighted to be in it. And I didn't want to tell her because I love her. I love her father, John Milius, the legendary film director. But I felt like saying, you do know the election is in 2 months. There's no way. There's no way you're pulling this off. I didn't say it, and she did it. It's patpmovie.com. You can download it. You can see it at Amazon Prime and loads of other different channels, Vimeo and so forth. But the film is The Plot Against the President, based on the book of the same name, patpmovie.com. We're going to dedicate this whole hour with Lee Smith in studio to what really was the demonstrable plot against a duly elected president, which has developed, as we see just happening around us right now, into the permanent coup, which is in fact the title of your new book. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, follow this man, Lee Smith DC, Lee Smith DC on Twitter. So Lee, let's begin with this phrase, the permanent coup.
All right.
The events of the last week, this is Thanksgiving week, the events of the last 2 weeks since the election simply seem to confirm the title of your book, do they not?
Yes, of course. I mean, this is the culmination. This is the culmination of what's been going on for 4 years. And I have to say, when you see a lot of, there are TV clips of them on CNN or...
The principal actors in the coup?
Yes, the principal actors in the coup and also others who are saying, look, why don't Trump supporters just suck it up and just concede, and the president should concede? I think it's very important to keep in mind this has been going on for 4 years.
That
the FBI, the Democrats, the press, bureaucracies throughout Washington have been trying to disenfranchise tens of millions of Trump supporters since 2016. So the idea now that they have the nerve to tell Trump supporters, Trump voters, to suck it up and concede, when there are obvious, if not yet clear evidence, there are obvious irregularities in what we saw in the voting. Everything went dark for hours. And days. Right. And then the lights turn on again, and guess who's in the lead?
Yeah.
Right. So the idea that Trump supporters are asking questions about this, the idea that somehow this is a conspiracy theory, is preposterous. And again, it just goes back. It's not even the continuation of the coup, right, which of course it is. It's also the continuation of these vicious attacks that people are waging on half of the country. This is leading to very, very dangerous territory.
Let's talk about the comparison between the 2016 election and this election that the president has been fighting. We have been told, Lee Smith, that there was rampant voter fraud, that the election was stolen, and leading individuals of one political party, to include the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, refused for 4 years to recognize the president. We have the late John Lewis, who refused, among other Democrats, to attend the inauguration in January 2017, who used the phrase persistently, he is illegitimate. That is an illegitimate president. We have Nancy Pelosi, who tried to impeach and have the president removed, refer to the president as simply Mr. Trump, and refused to actually address him by his title as the elected chief of executive. Now, we are told that there's nothing wrong with the election and we should move on.
All right.
Do they really think that 71 million Americans are that stupidly?
Yes, they obviously do. And they intend to punish us. They intend to punish the president as well. This president, President Trump, they intend to punish Trump supporters for having the nerve, for having the gumption to take a stand against their vicious establishment. So yes, absolutely. Their plan now is to rub it in people's faces, right? Well, this is what they've been doing for 4 years. So in a sense, what we're seeing now is simply a continuation of what's been going on. Look, I think that one of the scariest things that happened about this, with this election, is not simply that the lights went out and when they came back on,
the results were reversed.
Let's remember, actually, when the lights went out, when Hunter Biden's laptop was found. And people started to point out there was evidence here that Hunter Biden and the entire Biden family was involved in an international influence peddling operation, including the communist...
Okay, so I'm misunderstanding you. When you say lights went out, I thought you meant the night of the election when they stopped counting votes in Pennsylvania, and then we came back and the president's lead had been had been slashed. What do you mean by lights went out? Are you talking about coverage? What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. It went dark. When Hunter Biden's laptop came out, it all went dark.
Meaning?
No one says anything about Hunter Biden's laptop.
Okay.
No one says anything about Joe Biden getting a $5 million
And then on the night of the election,
right.
Hunter Biden standing next to his father.
Right. So all of this
at
stuff.
At the podium.
Right. All of this stuff comes out. And then when the lights go back on, who's in the lead? It's the guy who no one knows because the lights went out with a Hunter Biden laptop. No one knows this guy's relationship with the Chinese Communist Party that has cost Americans millions and millions of jobs, that has made vulnerable compromised American national security. So again, I think it needs to be seen in that broader context. It's not just about what happened on election night.
Yes.
It's what happened leading up to that in the weeks leading up to the election.
And just as importantly, we have to understand it's not about politics. This isn't a political question. This is a national security question. It's about influence. It's about potential to be not bribed, but to be blackmailed at the highest levels of government. We're talking to the author of The Plot Against the President, which is now an incredible film by Amanda Mylius, patpmovie.com. Also, his latest book is The Permanent Coup. He is our special guest for this hour here on America First, Lee Smith, D.C. on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, founded, and is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the largest LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and my father, without telling me.
That is the voice of a man who is the son of a politician who's been in politics for 47 years, who says China is not our rival, and who wishes to be sworn in as our 46th president. That is Hunter Biden, in an audio that is undisputed. Nobody has come forward to deny the veracity of that audio, because you can't. You cannot deny it. We are here on this very special day with a very special guest who's come in studio. He's the author of The Plot Against the President. He's the author of the new book, The Permanent Coup. He is Lee Smith. Lee Smith, DC on Twitter. Lee, I'm old enough to remember scandals of years ago. I wasn't alive at the time, I don't think, but there was something called the Profumo scandal, where a very senior politician in the UK had sex with a woman who was having sex with an osteopath who knew the Russian KGB cover diplomat in the UK embassy, and it basically brought down a government. Do these things not matter anymore? I'm trying to remember where you have a scandal of this magnitude, where a vice president's son is involved with communist China at the highest level. And not only does he run for president, nothing is, there is no echo in the media. This is, you know, you weren't born in mainland America. You're a man of the world. This is the kind of scandal that would bring down governments, let alone campaigns, would it not, Lee Smith?
This has always been the issue for me, the Hunter Biden stuff. It's not just about the corruption. This is his relationship with Ukraine, his relationship just becoming more and more evident with China. These are national security threats. He's a very troubled gentleman, troubles with money, troubles with substance abuse, troubles with women. This would have made him an obvious target for foreign intelligence services. And the idea that he was involved with a corrupt company or a company under investigation in Ukraine, notoriously corrupt country, and that he's doing business with the Chinese. And yes, this is an obvious problem. And Joe Biden, what did Joe Biden do? He prided himself saying, oh, I never speak with my boy about his foreign business. You know what? Not just as a father, but as the vice president of the United States, it was his duty to say, son,
what are you doing?
Son, you're going to get in trouble yourself, you're going to get me in trouble, and you're going to hurt the country. You need to get out of Kiev, or your business in Kiev, and you need to stop meeting with some of these people. No business, no meetings. It's now this man is, right, now this man may become the next president of the United States.
So I still have a clearance. I filled out an SF-86, oh my gosh, maybe six or seven times. That's the form you have to fill in for your clearance, your background investigations, and for the renewal of your clearance. On the SF-86, and this is not classified, you have to report all your meetings with foreign nationals. If that's the case, people should be aware of the fact that that is used to measure your vulnerability to influence from foreign nationals. So we talk about the money, the $3.5 million dollars here, the $1.4 billion from the Chinese National Bank for Hunter Biden's company. But the issue here is vulnerability to blackmail. And I'm not even mentioning the photographs. I've seen the videos. I've seen the photographs from the hard drive of Hunter Biden doing things we can't mention live on radio. All of these things mean that Vice President Biden shouldn't even have a clearance today, Lee Smith.
Right. What it shows us is that there are we've been speaking for 4 years now since we've seen the different things that have happened about a two-tier system of justice.
Yes.
We've seen retired General Michael Flynn. We've seen him hounded by the FBI, hounded by the press. And General Flynn can't get justice, right? Where there are people like the FBI officials who targeted him, have book deals, have movies made about them.
Yes.
Have positions at major American universities. So we've talked about a two-tier system of justice. I'm afraid we're moving away from even that. I'm afraid that we're moving into what is essentially an outlaw society where people make laws for themselves, or rather they make laws for others and laws that they don't have to abide by. And the idea that there have been, that Americans have been broken, there are millions of families that have been broken by the United States' relationship with China over the last several decades, that people like Joe Biden, Dianne Feinstein, and there are Republicans at fault as well.
Absolutely.
Americans have been broken. And what do we see now? Well, but there are people who made lots of money from China, including people like Hunter Biden and Joe Biden.
You've done incredible writing on things external to America, especially the Middle East. We're talking to Lee Smith, the author of Permanent Coup and the Plot Against the President. In general, what happens in countries where a blatantly two-tier legal system becomes more and more evident? What happens in those countries sooner or later, Lee?
Well, and the countries break. I mean, we look around the world and there are broken countries all around us, and God forbid it should happen to the United States, but we're certainly moving closer and closer to that position. Again, when we've seen what's happened after the last 4 years, we have to take this very seriously, that, again, it's not only the fact that more than 70 million Americans now are worried about having their being disenfranchised, but the fact that they're looking on every time that someone listens in to General Flynn's case. You know, you can listen in on C-SPAN, the different cases that that Sidney Powell brings, and then people just hear how insane the justice system is becoming. They look at Judge Emmett Sullivan, what he's done to Flynn. They look at what the DOJ did to Flynn until Barr came in. It's just madness.
A judge who, by the way, Emmett Sullivan, during the trial, accused three-star general, full disclosure, a friend of mine and former colleague and my superior, of being a traitor in the courtroom, only to have to recant it 3 hours later, the same afternoon of the day he did it. That is the level, the extent of the rot. The book, the film, is The Plot Against the President, patpmovie.com. His new work is The Permanent Coup, and that is the topic of our discussion. He's Lee Smith. You've got to follow him right now. Lee Smith, D.C. I'm Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than two dozen states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
This is what I enjoy the most. Every day, it's a roller coaster ride in the best way here on America First. But on these days, these special days, we get to sit down, unpack things in greater detail with our very special guest for the whole hour. This hour, it's Lee Smith. If you like this as much as I do, if you think it's important, you know what you can do. You can support the people that make shows like America First possible, and that includes Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, the pillow the president uses, I use. He sold 51 million of them, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. And right now, because you're a friend of this show, he's going to give you 60% off. It's not $69.98, it's $29.98 for My Pillow if you use my name. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. We're talking about the plot against the president, but the plot against the president has heroes and villains. And in addition to the president, there's, of course, the first victim, the first man down. My friend, my former colleague, my superior in the presidential transition team, a legend in the U.S. Army, three-star general, former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. This is Mike Flynn when he was National Security Advisor.
Iran continues to threaten U.S. friends and allies in the region. The Obama administration failed to respond adequately to Tehran's malign actions, including weapons transfers, support for terrorism, and other violations of international norms. The Trump administration condemns such actions by Iran that undermine security, prosperity, and stability throughout and beyond the Middle East, and which places American lives at risk. President Trump has severely criticized the various agreements reached between Iran and the Obama administration, as well as the United Nations, as being weak and ineffective. Instead of being thankful to the United States in these agreements, Iran is now feeling emboldened. As of today, we are officially putting Iran on notice.
We are putting Iran on notice, an absolute reversal of the prior 8 years. That is one of the reasons why the deep state had to take him down. What other reasons were there that Mike Flynn was target number one, Lee Smith?
Well, the CIA went after him because he wanted to fix the intelligence community. The FBI went after him because they knew that he'd be able to find the documents describing how they were spying on the Trump campaign. But the most important thing is what you just played. I mean, that's exactly it. That's why Obama himself wanted Flynn to go, right? Why they...
And he was the only person. This is the fascinating thing. When Obama, outgoing, met with President-elect Donald Trump, he said, great, congratulations, do what you want, but there's one person you mustn't hire, and it's Mike Flynn. Why would Obama say that to the Republican winner who'd vanquished him?
Right. It's just disgraceful. It's disgusting. And that gives you an indication of who the people were who ran that administration. All the way to the top, the President of the United States, Barack Obama, and his Vice President, Joe Biden.
The man who now we know, don't we, Lee, from the DOJ memoranda, that it was Joe Biden as vice president in the Oval Office who said, oh, use the Logan Act to take out Mike Flynn. The Logan Act, which has never succeeded in prosecuting a private citizen for talking about foreign policy issues. And Biden himself is doing it right now as a private citizen. Should he be under investigation, Lee Smith?
The press has buried every aspect of how filthy and corrupt Joe Biden is, and what a sociopath Barack Obama is. Look, the idea of having to make a deal legalizing the nuclear weapons program of a terror state like Iran, that chanced death to America, I mean, it's preposterous. But this is why they had to go after Michael Flynn, why Obama wanted to go after Michael Flynn, because that was Obama's legacy, the Iran nuclear deal. So the idea that Michael Flynn and the president both saw through that deal how dangerous it was to the United States and American allies. That's why they had to go after him. And look at what President Trump's alternative was to something as sick and as twisted as giving a nuclear bomb to the Iranians. It's like, no, we will go to American allies like Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and we will build something constructive among our allies. They've had problems in the past. We will build something good, right? The Obama administration built death and destruction. They gave a nuclear weapons program. They legalized the nuclear weapons program of a terror state.
This is one of the biggest lies of the JCPOA-Iran deal. Obama's deal didn't stop Iran doing anything. In fact, after a certain grace period under which they were given more than $140 billion, it practically guaranteed the nuclearization of Iran's capabilities. That's the truth, and that's why we're here, and that's why you have to read The Permanent Coup, you have to read The Plot Against the President, watch this record-breaking new documentary, more than 2,000 five-star reviews, patpmovie.com, The Plot Against the President, by the great Amanda Milius. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Stay tuned. Much more to come.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Did you have a good childhood? I had an incredible childhood. Some of us in America don't. 2.7 million children have a mother or father in prison right now. Prison Fellowship is helping them. Will you do the same? Will you send a gift and a Bible and a letter from their parent? You can do it by just donating at sebgorka.com. Click the Angel Tree banner or call 888-206-2794. Make a donation in any amount. Shed a little sunshine in the lives of these children. sebgorka.com at the very, very top. It's the Angel Tree banner. Be a modern missionary today. SebGorka.com. Human beings love stories, and all good stories have heroes and villains. This story, The Plot Against the President, is replete with villains, and here is one of them. Just over a week ago, testifying before Congress, former disgraced FBI agent Andy McCabe.
It's a bit legalistic, and I apologize for that explanation, but it is a fairly compelling case that the president was, in fact, engaging in behavior that you could easily categorize as obstruction of justice. So once again, our concern that the president might be obstructing justice was verified by the results of the Mueller report.
We are back with Lee Smith. Lee Smith, they're still trying to convince us that white is black is white, east is west, north is south. Who was obstructing justice? Who was perverting justice for the last 5 or 6 years in America? Who are the villains?
Oh, I mean, by spying on Americans, by spying on a presidential campaign.
By trying to set up the new national security advisor's second day on the job.
Yeah, this is Andrew McCabe.
Yeah.
This is a historical dirtbag. This is certainly someone that should go down in our history books as a villain.
Historical dirtbag. I'm writing that down because that's going to be used on my show. Historical dirtbag. Where is the epicenter? People have to read your book. They have to see the movie. No. We know. We now know because Obama briefed the acting attorney general on Crossfire Hurricane. We know this went all the way to the top. The spying on the president or the incoming president's team. Where is the epicenter in all your research, all your work? I see Comey as this. This weak, effete man who is doing the bidding of John Brennan, the CIA director, who has been given the green light by Obama. What is your reading?
The epicenter is it's Barack Obama. These are all very weak people, all very weak characters, all very nasty, and some of them very dumb. When Andrew McCabe has said things before like, oh, we didn't know whether or not the president of the United States was actually a Russian asset, whether he was acting on the instructions of the Russian government. So either he's an absolute moron, or he's corrupt to the core. Neither one are good, but these are all extremely weak people.
And there is repeatedly, isn't there, a peculiar admixture of ignorance and arrogance. The idea that this FBI agent would be that Stroke and Page, FBI agent, FBI lawyer, both married, would be having an affair and would be texting each other about the smell of Trump voters in West Virginia, but doing so on their government phones.
Right.
Doesn't that speak to an arrogance and an ignorance combined?
Yeah, and it's also people tell us how wonderful actually the FBI actually is. Even people might admit that they went overboard here. There were mistakes made. This is what you hear people say. It's like, but when the FBI claims that they actually protect American citizens, it's becoming increasingly difficult at this point to believe it, to know that people like Andrew McCabe get to become deputy director of the FBI.
Talk to us, if you will. We've got a couple of minutes left in this segment, but Lee's here for the whole hour. Follow him right now, Lee Smith, D.C. Who are the heroes? Yeah. We played Kash Patel, chief investigator, but who was he working for in Congress?
He was working for Congressman Devin Nunes, who was...
How much credit do we owe him? How much do we owe Devin Nunes?
I mean, that's what I wanted to write about. You know, we know the dirtbags like McCabe, like Comey, like Brennan, like Obama. Just to finish off very quickly about Obama, these people with the weak character, right, they're not doing anything unless they have the high sign from people above them.
Yes.
They're not freelancing this, right? That's
right.
Why
these aren't rogue agents.
Right, exactly. Right. And that's why if you look, it's the entire intelligence community under Obama. These were his spies, right? The Clinton campaign paid for it, but who's signing off on this? Because they're using Obama's spies.
Yeah.
The heroes, the people who uncovered this, who found out what was going on, Devin Nunes, and Devin Nunes walked out alone on this.
Yes.
Right?
He walked out on that ledge.
Absolutely.
With no cover. By himself.
Exactly. He got support. He gathered support because they kept their shoulders to the grindstone, and they kept producing, and they knew that it was slow, arduous work. They were never going to be loved by the press, and they weren't abandoned by the Republican colleagues, but the Republican colleagues were mostly timid, shall we say.
Why did he do this? You've spoken to him. Yeah. You've written the book. Why did Devin Nunes do this?
It's a matter of his character. That's what that book and that movie, The Plot Against the President and the Permanent Coup, it's about character. It's about people who did the right thing in a hard time and about people who did the worst thing, who are tearing the country apart at its seams. But people like Devin Nunes, people like Kash Patel, Jack Langer, these were all part of Congressman Nunes' objective Medusa team that uncovered the biggest political scandal in U.S. history. And again, it's really about character. You look at people like Michael Flynn. You look at people like the president, right? The president, like all of us, has many different flaws. But to do the right thing, to stand up for the American people, to not care what the press says, to not care what the beautiful people say, These are important things. These are valuable things. And these things, that's what I wanted to write. I wanted to point out who the good guys were so that other people understood, readers, the audience for the movie, would understand there are people who come to Washington and who do the right thing at the hardest possible moment. And that's what Congressman Nunes did. That's what Cash did. Jack Langer, the late Damon Nelson. It's a very impressive group of Americans.
We were told that this election would be about character, and they were right. But not in the way they meant it. It is about character now more than ever. Do you have the courage it takes? A little bit, just a modicum of the courage that Devin Nunes and his team had. We are dealing with the aftermath of that election now more than ever. It's time to send a message. Be proud of America and do not give in to the intolerant left who would silence you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. The film, the book is The Plot Against the President, written by Lee Smith, Lee Smith, D.C., also author of the new work, The Permanent Coup. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
A special day, a special guest, and a crucial topic. He's Lee Smith, the author of The Permanent Coup and The Plot Against the President. Now an amazing movie by Amanda Mealous. Watch it tonight on Vimeo, on Amazon Prime, The Plot Against the President, patpmovie.com. I think it was Hannah Arendt Lee who came up with the phrase, the banality of evil. Are we living in a time of banal evil in America when leading faces of the Democrat Party are making lists of Trump supporters?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's banal. I think that what's happening is that it's very hard for many Americans to process is that people who seem to be in normal positions, whether they're political operatives or journalists or whatever, it's very hard for many people, rightly, who love our country and who can't believe that it's turning into this kind of thing that is now prompting different people, sociopaths, to threaten to make lists and to threaten. Look at what happened. I mean, former Clinton official Robert Reich has been talking about what a truth and justice and reconciliation committee. I mean, these are very sick and damaged people to talk like this. About the United States.
The idea that you need the same kind of tools that you needed in South Africa after apartheid and a murderous regime speaks to what? What is happening in the minds of these people? Do they believe it, Lee? Are they that much a hostage to their ideology?
Yes, I think they absolutely are. I think that they believe all the nonsense they've been spewing for years, and I believe that these people are really focused on hate. They believe that their ideas are so important that anyone who would object to their ideas, whatever they are, whatever random idea they decide to pick up, that is now virtue, at least for the next 24 hours. Tomorrow it may change. Tomorrow we may decide to move transgender bathrooms somewhere else. And at that point, you will agree that this is the most important thing in the world right now. And if you don't, we will discard you. We will banish you from the herd and you're out on your own.
You are a measured man, but during this whole hour, I felt an anger in your voice. We have 30 seconds left with you, Lee. Everybody needs to read your books, see the movie. How afraid are you for the future of the Republic?
Yeah, I'm very concerned. I mean, you talk about the list. I mean, these are all bad signs. We're seeing a lot of bad signs. What we saw 4 years ago, I mean, the permanent coup is a real thing. This is what's been going on for 4 years. The number of attacks, not just on the president, but on his supporters. But it's not just his supporters. People need to understand this is undermining the very foundations of the republic. So at this point, the fact that we see people drawing up lists, well, of course, because what we've seen here is a third world movement between the press and spy agencies. That's what happens in places in third world countries like Venezuela.
The fight has just begun, and you need to be a part of it. Courage now more than ever, a commitment to the truth, because truly, as Lee Smith has shared with us, the future of the Republic is in our hands. The book is The Plot Against the President, permanent coup. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Stay with us for some very, very special content here on America First.